Weird Al Yankovic live from Space Station 5 here in Enschede. We're here at Hall. I've got the Swedish guys back from their very heavily manual burning. You've burned your feet, haven't you?
Yeah, just check it out on the net. Several people burn their feet.
The movie, you filmed it and it's on the net already?
Yeah, they say they would put it up.
Right away.
Yeah.
Okay, can you tell me a little bit how it went? So, 12:30, you were gathering at point 12 on the map.
Yeah, we burned something like 2 manuals, but we shared them, so it's a good thing.
How many people were there?
I don't know, maybe like 15, 20 people?
20, 30.
Right.
20 till
yeah.
30 people who were showed up to see the manual off which thing burn?
Yeah, it kind of turned ugly though. People were running through the fire, jumping over it. It was fun though.
Yeah, you had 2 manuals.
Well, I think there was a bit of pre-burning doing done there, so we had a good base to burn on.
And chemicals.
Oh yeah, we added artificial chemicals, but they were open source, so that's okay. So,
how can I see that in an environmental picture? I think you made a lot of a mess there, but it wasn't Microsoft manuals, right?
Did they were Microsoft manuals, so it was evil. We're the good guys. Yeah.
But I can imagine a lot of people listening to this and they don't understand why Microsoft is bad. Can you just explain very shortly why Microsoft is so bad? Why everybody is cursing on Bill Gates and his life's work?
Okay. One word. Microsoft.
Okay, see, the Microsoft...
That's no content, you know? You have to explain your mother and the neighbor why Microsoft sucks. Waarom zuigt Microsoft?
Okay, another word. Microsoft.
Okay, don't listen to my friend here. He's got the open source on his net feet. Anyway, so Microsoft sucks mainly because they don't share their source code. I mean, that's my big problem with it. With an open source, you can get a nice peer review, and you don't get software on the net searching through your computer trying to find the software you're currently using.
Yeah.
Not only to inform on themselves, but also to inform on you, trying to sort out, like, ooh, he got this update, he must be using that, but hey, doesn't another user use that software? And then I also am a bit troubled by people not being able to add on to the software without being sued.
And it costs you a lot of money as well.
Yeah, it does.
So what are you using with the operating system?
Currently, I have...
Windows?
Yes, I actually have a Windows 98 wireless...
It's not something to be ashamed of.
I borrowed it, okay? I borrowed it. Yes, I'm bad. Dark side of the force. Dark side of the force.
Well, sometimes things go that way. You don't have to be ashamed, but everybody is kicking you, I think.
I think so.
Are you all happy campers together, or...?
Well, we're sort of sleeping in a big sort of community-like tent over there.
They're sleeping together, and they're all working with another operation system, and... Microphone. You probably have something nice to say. Here's the other Swedish... What?
Well, we're not sleeping anymore now together because he just revealed he's using Windows, and I really resent that because, you know, I myself is an OpenBSD user, and obviously that is the way to go.
But
he converted me.
Check each other out, what you're doing. Hey, what are you doing? Like a social thing or just behind your own computer that you didn't
I just met him the other day.
Working with Windows.
I just met him the other day, you know. He just walked up to me and said, hey. Hello, and I said, hello.
You want to play the piano?
Hello, no.
Oh my God. Right. You don't sound Swedish that way.
No, I'm from Australia, really.
Oh my God, you fooled me. At first I thought you were Swedish, now you're British, but you're actually from Australia.
Actually, he's an alien. He's an alien.
This is the guy who burned his feet. He's very funny. He can only say one word. He burned his brain. I think he has to...
I think so. I think he overheated his CPU a bit.
He overheated his CPU.
Yes.
I think he needs a very severe rebooting. And maybe even go format C yourself.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, the burning went well, about 20 to 30 people, and it's on the net.
It will be on the net. Perhaps you'll see pictures of us waving around a fire extinguisher and people singeing their feet, but it's for a good cause.
Can you give us the URL which it's going to be on?
Well, I can give you the main URL, as always, www.hall2001.org.
Okay. So it's going to be on the Hall 2001 website.
Yeah, probably under the campsite version. I'm not sure.
Yeah, the campsite version, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Under 3 with streaming things and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, where all the other nice reports are on.
Yeah, so.
Okay, well, thank you for joining us, the after party from the Manual Spreading. What are you going to do now?
We're probably going to go to bed a bit soon because we have to leave early tomorrow morning. But
yeah,
we hope to enjoy ourselves until then.
Okay.
And one of us at least has to drive until then, so they better go to bed now.
Okay, make sure he rests very good because don't be a danger on the roads. Ha. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. We're going to play some other music. I don't know what it is, but I know this man plays nice music. Space Station 5 for you.